100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. Although you'll probably listen to this in the afternoon or the evening or at 3 a.m. when you're wondering, what is life all about? Well, it's not about this. It's about the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with a story. And we got some stories in, although I think one of them wasn't attached as a file, so I'm going to post the text, but Thomas, if you're listening, send the file in and I'll post it. Maybe it fell off the email or I don't know. I don't worry about these things. I just post and I post things up on the feed in a separate post when stuff and it's okay. Life goes on. Anyway, we're coming up on 20 years of this. I'm sure there should be something special, but who cares? Just after a while, I just fatter, although maybe I'm not fatter. I don't know. I'm just fat. And bald and fewer teeth and I think fewer cats. Anyway, let's go and listen to the stories about TV in the background. There's no TV in the background. I've got it turned off for once. And let's go ahead and listen.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
You've got to play it smart when it comes to the cops. They listen for clues when you make a call, things like train sounds and church bells, or aircraft passing overhead, clues that can give away your location and lead them straight to you. So I always put on the TV in the background, loud enough to mask out other noises. Perhaps you might think that I'm being paranoid, but the fact is they haven't caught me yet, and if I have anything to do with it, they never will, not as long as I own a television. Anyhow.
This is Audible. Not really. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge 986 with a prompt of TV in the background. I don't know why it's not recording the way I do Bilbert's voice, but I'm going to have to change that in the future because it's leaving out half his words. Anyway, here's my story. After giving Sabrina enough time to get upstairs, Bilbert snuck from the bathroom and listened by the kitchen to see what the two women were talking about. Unfortunately, the TV in the background covered whatever conversation they were having. He would have to step in, unprepared. "Hi, Mom. What's up?" he asked. "This is Mrs. Calabasa. She's with Child Protective Services. She has a family to place Sabrina with."
"That's right," she smiled at him humorously. "Have you seen her?"
"Nope," Bilbert said. "Not since before school. She had a meeting with the counselor or something. Haven't seen her since." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and we're closing in on the big 1,000. So here are my three stories for tonight. First, Full Silence. I spoke to him daily, long conversations on topics vast and deep. No matter the place or surrounding, the air was always charged with interest. Witty, wise, and wondrous, without a moment of lesser pretense, I'm richer for his words, They have lingered long, yet few remain. So I leave the TV in the background on, dull the day, and go about the thousand silent tasks that need no active thought. I hear an actor deliver his line. He says, "Just do me one last favor, Sherlock. One more miracle. Don't be dead." My God, did he love Conan Doyle. Second story, the Homeric hymn to Disney. Of the mouse giver we sing with a wry smile. He who can sell ice cubes to an Eskimo in Anaheim, rich in gold. Of the duck giver we sing, he with Chicago roots. He who built the castle in Anaheim, rich in gold. Of the hidden Mickey's giver we sing, with pencil drew, he who made the mermaid's cube in Anaheim, rich in gold. Of Huey, Dewey, and Louie giver we sing, he with Charles wisdom, he who made magic kingdoms in Anaheim, rich in gold. To thee we sing, M-O-U-S-E, in Anaheim, rich in gold. And the last story, irresistible. Timmy wasn't so much irresistible as unresistible. If you were in his presence, you could easily be drawn into whatever madcap quest he was on. But at the same time, if you as so much turned your head, the illusion faded. This is how Frank ended up on 4th and Drucker waiting for the electrician or someone like him. When a gentleman of short stature appeared to Frank's right, Timmy whispered, "Don't crush that dwarf, hand me the pliers." To this, the dwarf replied, "How can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all?" How true. Thank you very much. That's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called An Ordinary Monday in March. It's a day that Charlotte will never forget. The radio plays from the windowsill, a story about a train derailment earlier. She wafts a towel over the toaster, trying to stop the smoke alarm before it wakes the baby. The baby wakes as her phone rings. "Hello, Mrs. Bivet." There's a jangle of a children's programme from the TV in the background as a toddler clutches her leg. The smoke thickens. "But Mummy, I need to wee." "Hello, I'm PC Chalock." Charlotte turns the radio off. It silences the room. But even in the quiet, she struggles to comprehend. Thank you for listening, and I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story. It's called Score Play. "Will you please turn that thing off?" Jake frowned. "Do I have to? I like the TV in the background. Ever since Patricia left me, it's been lonely around here. I like to have it on for the company." Now it was Anna's turn to frown. "But you've got company right now. Me. And if there's one thing I hate, it's trying to have sex while you're distracted by the football." Jake pouted, peering over Anna's shoulder to watch the match. "You never told me. Why did she leave you anyway?" "She hated me watching TV during sex," Jake replied. "I'm done. Until next time, goodbye."
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When I play games, I like to use my big screen TV as a monitor. It has a really fast refresh rate, and the sound that comes out of the soundbar is incredible. And it's like being in the game without having to put some goofy bulky headset on. The problem is I like to have the TV going in the background while I play games, so either I need to get a second TV to roll into the room, or I stream stuff on my computer in another window through a second monitor off the video card.
Word stories.
Well, that's it for this week's weekly challenge, TV in the background. It's being recorded on my new system. Tried a new vendor. I'm not pleased with the case. I mean, my Lian Li 2 case from the last system at Micro Center was awesome. I mean, you could pull off all the pieces, you could open it up, blow it out easily. This one, you've got to undo the screws. There are four on each side, and they're with, at least they're with these nice little wheels that make it easy to remove. But the other one, I mean, you'd flop down the side vents and then you'd pull open the whatever, and you could pull the front off and blow out really well. And this one, the front is part of the case, and it's hard to get in there if there's dust accumulating. So I don't know about the design. I did get order dust covers filters, and those don't always work so well, but at least they help. And I'm using the dust covers from the previous one for now until those get delivered. Living so far away from stores, I kind of miss being near Micro Center. They had everything. And now it's like, oh, I'm not driving to Atlanta. That's 6 hours away, I think. I haven't even driven to Atlanta yet, and I'm not going to until I get the car looked at for the annual inspection. And also I may get all new tires. I don't know. You know, it's just the tire monitor thing just goes off and I recalibrate and then I refill the tires a bit. And then it's like, oh, wait, that's a very low number. That tire is, did I hit a curb or something? But we'll find out. And I'm not going to panic, and I know where the shop is, and I'll just tell them, hi, four new tires for this. Yes, I want all four. I don't care. Even though those are holding air and relatively new. I'm living in a new place. It's nice. Let's do it. So anyway, rambling. Anyway, but the new system, I never score anything perfect score. There's always something that could be improved. And I think the fact that the screws are, more annoying than the Lian Li case, if I could move all the components to the Lian Li case, I would. So there's that. Anyway, but it's fast. Although, reinstalling Audacity, at least I didn't have to hunt down the lame encoder. And I did not use MuseHub, because MuseHub sucks. I do not want to be spammed with loading all sorts of other apps. I do not want to download your sales pitch. And it's like, back to, do you want to store on the cloud, or do you want to store on the... No, hide this notice. So, yeah, but it's free, so I don't care. I probably donated to it years ago. I've gotten more than my money's worth from it, so it's okay. And I'm sure that I should be using, like, Adobe something and noise correcting and recording in a studio or whatever. I'm in my living room, and there's echo, and I don't care. So that's it. The next topic, now that you've survived through that ramble and rant, is visceral. And at least I haven't whined about my health, so that's a first. And as always, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.